the Apostle John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Let us pray together. Holy Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Grant us to hear our Savior's voice and rest in our Father's love. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. Well, last week, Whitney Brown of Kentucky posted a video of her brother playing the piano in his living room. There was no roof over his head. A tornado had blown it away. Destruction and debris were all around him. Whitney's caption said, "My brother Jordan has lost his home, but thankfully he and his family made it out safely. I was standing in his bedroom packing anything I could salvage, and I heard the most beautiful sound, music. Jordan was sitting at his piano playing the Gaither tune. There's something about that name. Everything around him was broken. The piano had water damage. It was missing keys. And he didn't know I was filming. But still, he used his gift to glorify God the best way he knew how." The words to that song that Jordan was playing are, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will pass away, but there's something about that name." Indeed, there is something about that name. That's what's drawn us here this evening. The angel of the Lord told Joseph, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." St. Peter declared, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." St. Paul said, "Everyone who calls on his name will be saved, and at his name every knee should bow. And every tongue confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father." And as we read moments ago, St. John said, "To all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God." May every heart prepare him room. May every heart receive him. Believe in his name. Trust in his blood to wash away your sins. May you be assured as you believe in his Son of the Father's love for you. And may you know this season the Spirit's peace, which passes all understanding. And may we go from this place to show others the love and forgiveness that we have found in Jesus Christ our Lord. And may we use our gifts to glorify His name the best way we know how. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.